USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama wants to remind farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners that are interested in applying for funding through the agency's Conservation Stewardship Program, you only have a few days left to do so. Resource conservationist John Curtis explains.
We're fixing to come to close to a CSP sign-up on February 27th, so we would encourage any of our farmers and landowners that have never participated in CSP to come in and sign up.
Now, in Alabama and other southeastern states, the Longleaf Pine Range will be the focus area.
We've got the general sign-up for CSP for ag land, you know, pastureland and cropland. We've got a special incentive this year for acres that are in longleaf pine. So if you've got 50 acres of longleaf on your farm or you've got 500, we'd like you to come in and sign up for CSP. We've got a special pot of money, a special allocation of acres that we hope to get signed up in longleaf to promote and encourage, you know, management of longleaf across the state.
And Curtis invites landowners to look into how they can benefit from CSP.
If you've never worked with us before, it's always good to bring in a deed or a plat so we know where your property is, and then just come in and sign up. You know, a map is always good as well, but for CSP, we do have a self-screening checklist that you can come in and pick up a copy, and that kind of helps you see if CSP is really right for you.
While applications are accepted on a continuous basis, those interested need to apply now to ensure they are considered for this year's funding. To learn more, stop by your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.